Reporters Sarah Cavedo and Miles Bess from Youth Radio spent the last year looking into the state's juvenile justice system to bring us these stories. KALW's Ben Trefney sat down with them to find out more about their reporting process and what reforms might be able to change the problems they uncovered. He asked Sarah what surprised him during the reporting.
So I guess if I'm going to talk specifically about GPS, I was surprised by a lot of things. I think I was surprised mostly about how restrictive it is, because and you hear this in the story. One of the young people that we spoke to, Cameron Lopes, he couldn't mow his lawn. He wasn't able to leave his house. He had to call 48 hours in advance to get permission to mow his lawn, and even then it was maybe 2 hours or so. You know, and also just the way that different young people think about GPS as well. We spoke to Alyssa, who's at the beginning of our story, and she says, it's frustrating to have this monitor, but it reminds me that I have this and not to get in trouble. But then we also spoke to other young people like Manny who were like, this is suffocating. I can't stand having this on me. And so it's a really very different kind of different perspectives and different views on the device itself. I think that was one of the most surprising things.
That's Sarah Cavedo. He and Miles Bess are reporters on the Double Charged series from Youth Radio. So, Miles, you did the story that was looking at the impact of fines and fees on the families of minors. If the fees are not being collected, if the fines aren't being collected because people can't pay them or they can't pay them in a timely way, then what happens? What's the consequence at that point?
You stay on probation, and it's like an endless loop. Because it's like you can't get off probation for one, like if your restitution isn't paid, right? And then in addition to that, those other fees can continue to pile on. And you can't get off probation without those other fees being paid off.
So
until you're 21. And then it becomes, what is it called again? A
civil judgment.
Civil judgment.
And that means that essentially the victim can file a motion to put a lien on your home, can also take 25% of your wages, can take your tax refunds. And like I said before, you can't get it sealed until you've got paid off all the money, and you can't get off probation until you've paid this off, which obviously makes it harder to get jobs and housing.
That's Sarah Cavedo. He and Miles Bess reported on the Double Charged series from Youth Radio. So what's the main takeaway that you guys have after reporting this series? What do you want people to think about or know about that you want to come across in doing this work? Miles, why don't you start?
Personally, one thing that I gained from this was perspective, because when I first joined the story, I interviewed a lot of the juveniles, and it's kind of easy to just take their sides, you know what I mean? When you hear a 14-year-old talking about, like, I can't pay these thousands of dollars, I can't afford this, it's stressful on my family, blah, 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 my mother, you know, and it's like all these different, you know, financial restrictions. And then on the flip side, hearing how the victims and how it's damaged them, how it's damaged their family life, how it's damaged them emotionally and mentally and things like that. So one thing that I wanted to take away was perspective and just seeing all the avenues that this, I don't want to call it a problem, but that this situation can lead to if mishandled.
And Sarah, what's something that you saw as maybe a way in which the system could be improved?
There are a couple of things. I think if I can talk specifically about restitution and GPS. So with restitution, at least, there one of the ways that it can be improved is kind of a better accountability system, because we heard from lawyers of this thing. It's called a windfall. Just kind of going back here, restitution is for the losses a victim incurs because of a crime. But if that victim already has insurance and that insurance pays them, they can also be paid by the offender. And there's no accountability system checking in to see that they've been, you know, that they've already been paid by insurance and by the young person. And so they can end up getting a windfall. So they get kind of twice the money that they had originally asked for. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, victims are also able to kind of exaggerate or make up claims. And it can be really difficult to challenge those claims because, how do you prove someone didn't have something to begin with? So, you know, one example is there was one case that we were told about from a lawyer who says that there was a man who got his car stolen, and he
the CDs, right?
Yeah, exactly. So he basically said, look, I had a folio of CDs, 100 CDs that were stolen from this car, and he made a list of all of the CDs, and he turned this in. He was going to get restitution for them. And the lawyer went and looked over the list and realized that there were actually duplicate CDs within the list, and even CDs that hadn't even been released
at the time,
that he had that this guy had stolen his car.
Whoops.
And so it can be, you know, unless you have someone who's diligently looking over everything like that, it can be, you know, it can be really hard to challenge those claims.